An insider claims a big social media company ignores harmful effects. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Here are the words of a former safety engineer at Meta. We cannot trust them with our children. Arturo Bejar told a Senate hearing yesterday that, in his view, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram developed a culture he described as hear no evil, see no evil when it comes to content that could harm the mental health of young people. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Arturo Bejar spent years at Meta working to reduce harmful content, but it was the experiences of his own teenage daughter, once she joined Instagram, that convinced him the company was falling short.
She and her friends began having awful experiences, including repeated unwanted sexual advances, harassment. She reported these incidents to the company, and it did nothing.
Bejar says Meta maintains a narrow definition of what it considers harmful material, which its automated systems are required to remove.
Algorithms are as good as their inputs. So if you don't allow a child to be, oh, that is gross, it makes me uncomfortable, how do these systems, like, even have a hope of addressing these issues?
Meta points to more than 30 tools created to support teens and their families. But Bejar dismissed many of the company's efforts as safety features in name only and said new regulations are needed to compel change at social media companies. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to hold talks in San Francisco next week at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit as they seek to bring stability to a tense relationship, the BBC's Mickey Bristow reports.
In a speech in Singapore, China's Vice President Hang Zheng said the world was big enough for both countries to prosper and that Beijing was willing to hold talks at all levels. Although unconfirmed, the Chinese leader Xi Jinping is expected to meet President Biden in San Francisco next week. The US has also indicated its willingness to improve relations by sending a number of top officials to Beijing this year. But major differences over trade, security and human rights and how each country sees the world remain obstacles to a genuine improvement in their relationship.
Leaders start gathering in San Francisco for that Asia-Pacific Economic Forum on Saturday through Friday of next week. The 21 member countries account for 40% of the global population and buy 60% of U.S. exports, according to the organization. With the CW, you know, the conventional wisdom, thinking interest rates won't rise further. Stock markets have gone up for 5 days straight now. The S&P is up 14% year so far, NASDAQ up 31% year to date. S&P futures are little changed at the moment. It's hard to use the term bipartisanship with a divided Congress placing us less than 10 days from a partial government shutdown. That said, there are chances at some point in this Congress for a new law to make it easier for people to save for retirement. Among those who might want to pay attention here are part-timers and gig economy workers. For more, let's consult Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
We covered these SECURE Acts. There was one in 2019, a 2.0 in 2022. Both made changes to the retirement savings system that you and I talked about, that we covered on the program. What does Congress have on deck now?
Okay, so it's called the Retirement Savings for Americans Act. And David, it's far more ambitious than the two SECURE Acts that you just mentioned. So what the legislation wants to do is boost the retirement security for low and moderate income workers who don't have access to an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. So this is a large segment of the workforce, and it has little to no retirement savings. And by the way, speaking of bipartisanship, the particulars of this legislation, they draw on recommendations developed in a white paper by liberal economists Tarici Ghilarducci of the New School and conservative economist Kevin Hassett of the Hoover Institution.
The core challenge this legislation, I think, aims to solve is expanding the number of workers covered by some kind of retirement plan.
That's it. I mean, look, most workers save for the retirement through an employer-sponsored plan, and these plans typically come with a matching contribution from the employer. Problem is, it's up to the private sector employers to offer their employees a plan, and nearly half of workers don't have the option at work. And the same goes for the increasing number of workers that are in this so-called gig economy.
So what's the idea here? It looks like it draws on, well, what the federal workers have and also members of the military.
That's right. So the model is the federal government's thrift savings plan. So full and part-time workers would be immediately eligible for an account. And the same goes with gig workers, right? And these previously uncovered workers would be automatically enrolled at 3% of their income. Now, it's important to say they can choose to opt out. They get a match. It's an automatic 1% contribution from the federal government and up to another 4% through a refundable federal tax credit, which phases out at median income. The account is owned by the worker, and participants would be given a menu of simple, low-fee investment options.
Now, there have been, I think, many attempts to create a federal retirement system plan. They haven't really gone anywhere, Chris. What might be different this time?
And I know, David, you are shocked, that there is still vocal opposition to this kind of a federal law. But, you know, there does seem to be more private sector backing. Goldman Sachs, Society for Human Resource Management, Uber, DoorDash, they've all expressed support.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And the Federal Trade Commission has written pharmaceutical companies calling into question 110 patents for drugs. The government suspects the patent info is either inaccurate or irrelevant. A faulty or bogus patent can hold up legitimate competition from cheaper generic versions. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.